Srimad Bhagavatam class on 7th Canto, chapter 4, text number 35 and 36, given in ISKCON Gadaigiri by His Holiness Subhag Swami Maharaj on 5th of November 2010.
And the one of them is a papu, is telling about Prahlad Maharaj. In an assembly where there are discourses about saints and devotees, the King Yudhishthira, even the enemies of the demons, even the demigods, what to speak of you, would cite Prahlad Maharaj as an example of great devotee. Who could list the innumerable transcendental qualities of the Prahlad Maharaj? He had unflinching faith in Vasudeva. Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, an unalloyed devotion to him. His attachment to Lord Krishna was natural because of his previous devotional service, although his good qualities cannot be enumerated. They prove that he was a great soul man. Nishadhiti, dhati, attachment. So there are many words like gunai, spiritual quality, alam, or sankhyoi, is innumerable, mahatma, greatness. Prahlad Maharaj, Suchate indicates Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, son of Buddha, Bhagavati, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jasya, Naishargiki, natural ruti. We understand, considering constitutional position, actually everybody is being part and parcel of God, supposed to be a devotee. But because of association, just like father had got many son, daughter, but some are obedient, some may not be obedient. So everybody being part and parcel of God, some of them are obedient to the Lord, submissive, surrendered, some are not. Those are not, they defy the authority of Lord. Those who challenges, transgresses, they are called Vasudeva. And the police will cool little Zaki on his mind, Vasudeva. And those who are doing, those who are submissive, surrendered, they are called sura, devotee, demigod. Even the demigods, they are great devotees. They are Prahlad Maharaj. Among the devotees, understand, they are mishra bhakta. They are not necessarily pure. You see, those who are artha, artharti, jigyasu, jnani, they come to devotional service. They are not pure. They are not pure. He is in distress. He wants some wealth. Say, the case of Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted bigger kingdom. Jigyasu, the rishis. Jnani, where pure devotional service is something. Pure devotional service is that Anna, he has no material desire. Neither also he is free from all false ego of bodily designation. The sloka too goes like this. One is Annabhilashita Sunnam. He has no desire, because Jnani has got desire, Kurmi has got desire, Yogi has some desire. The devotee, no material desire. Only desire is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mava Janmani, Janmani said, life after life only wants to serve the Supreme Personality of God. That is, Prabhupada is teaching us, our Acharya is teaching. Another one is, Sarvapadhi Vinin Muktam. In organization, sometimes we give different person, different position, designation, all. But scripture said, if we brag of this, I am that, then that he can be a pure devotee. Now, unless we become a pure devotee, we cannot go back to it. We have to come back again and again. And you won't have peace. He said, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, the devotee of Krishna, he has no material desire. Those are, he has got peace. Others, Mokshokami, Sarvakami, one has got unlimited desire, Kurmi. He works hard and he has got unlimited desire to fulfill. Desire are fulfilled again, he has got unlimited desire. This is most of the people are in this material world. They are called Karmi, fruitive worker. I work hard, I want to enjoy. This is what material is. A few, very, very few again. He knows I am not this body. But still he wants to become one with God, want to become God. This is also material. Then yogi, he is aspiring to see the Lord within the heart for everywhere, but at the same time, he wants all yoga ishwarya, yogi opulence, mystic power, the varieties of them. They enamored and then they drifted away from cultivation of spiritual science. These are also material. How can you become smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest, lighter than lightest? Create a planet, touch a planet, stretch his hand. If you go to Kumbh Mela, you go to Himalaya, Kashi, there are many like that. They don't talk about that much about Krishna, they more simply talk about Paramatma, Paramatma. But the devotee wants nothing. He simply wants to serve the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us. The people like Dhanang, well, Janang, want to become a leader, many followers. Sundaring, beautiful life partner, very rich. Kovitam, want to be recognized, want name fame as a big speaker, scholar to explain Shastra, whatever. But the real devotee doesn't want that. And some even want mukti. The devotee said, no, no. Mama Janmani, Janmani Sare, life after life, I simply, without any motivation, want to serve the Lord. That is our goal. If you want to go back to God, you have to. Krishna gave knowledge. First knowledge is, in his calling heart, that confidential knowledge Krishna is telling to Arjuna. Actually, he means us. What the basic knowledge in his calling come, first Prabhupada says you should know. Very ABC, Bhagavad Gita, telling knowledge, and that's also beginning is this. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita is telling. So what is that knowledge? We'll tell Srinivas. One line. That you should know this, otherwise you can't advance. Raise your hand. I am not this body. I am not this body. So what we are, what Tamal Krishna will tell, what we are then? We are spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. First we have to know, this confidential knowledge. Then about Paramatma, more confident. Then about God, most confidential. This is Bhagavad Gita. Many things discuss, but basically you have to know, Prabhupada says, first knowledge is that we are eternal, we are part and parcel of God, of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Spirit, God, and we are part and parcel. So, first is this knowledge you have to have, you look at that, the relationship with God, us and this world. It's called sambandha gyan. Then obhidaya, and act accordingly. We live in this world just for the pleasure of the Lord, to establish our relationship with God. Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, jive swarupaya nitya Krishna dar. We are, Krishna is eternal master of all living entities. We are eternal servant of Krishna. So in our literature we find, literature, how one became great devotee by simply serving the Supreme Person, God, under the guidance of a pure devotee. So you have to look for a pure devotee, you are discussing tadvidhi, not, no, vidhi, pranipat, you know, you must be surrendered to such a person who is taught to be paripesna seva and serving like a menial servant. Then you can ask him, then he will enlighten us. If he is taught to be, taught to be, taught to means truth, one who knows the truth. Bodhakshanti te gyanam, he will tell us what is gyan. Of course, about gyan many things, and we are not this body, we are khetra. Khetra, khetra. And one is the owner of khetra. So and so. He is the owner. You are not the owner. You are occupier. You are just occupied. This is somebody, the house, someone, own the house, and someone, he is a tenant. We are like tenant. Because we may think, I'll do whatever I like. No, no. You may say, I want to live so long. No. The time may come, you might have to leave. Just like a owner of the house may say, now vacate. That is the Lord. He is the owner. So, Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee. From time immemorial, even Lord's expansion, Anantadev, he is with his thousands of mouth. He is glorifying the Lord and cannot fathom it. Naturally, if Lord is so much glorified, his devotees are also glorified. He has got so many wonderful qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be glorifying Haridas Thakur and all his associates. Simply by glorifying devotee, one can become delivered from the material entanglement. Sometimes Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur will tell, somebody is coming and tell or complaining, which is natural, about other devotee. Chaitanya Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur will say, is that all? Yeah. Do you see any good qualities of that devotee? Say nothing. Then he said, then don't find others' fault. You want to be in devotional service, this is most dangerous, finding fault of other devotee. Brother, I have got sometime conflict when father goes away, he says something, but one should know he is right. If somebody in an authoritative position, he can find fault. Otherwise, his bhakti will be finished. Thus we see Krishna also glorifying his devotees, so many devotees. Here is Prahlad Maharaj, who is a great devotee, no doubt. Of course, he is a pure devotee. And pure devotees are very rare. Unless you become pure, you cannot go back to God. How do we know who is a pure devotee? The scripture mentions. Uddhava Gita, Krishna, before Krishna was telling Uddhava, Devabhuti also asked the Lord Kapila, how do I recognize a sadhu? Dress is not Brahmin, dress is not a sannyasi, grihastha, sadhu. We see the quality. And Devahuti asked, and Kapil Dev is answering, how do you know a sadhu? You can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, 24 hours, whatever he is doing, he is glorifying Krishna, glorifying Krishna devotee. He is listening Krishna Katha. Just like Maharaj Amrish with his hand, he is cleaning temple. Whatever he is doing with body, mind, words and everything what he has got, just for the service of Krishna, he is a devotee. So this is the way how to become a devotee. Association with devotee, and then serve Krishna and trust. And if we surrender, according to our surrender, we develop qualities. In Chaitanya Chaitamita, they are mentioned, all these qualities. In Srimad Bhagavatam also mentioned. One quality is, one should surrender to Krishna. Moment we surrender, automatically, gradually, we will develop all the good qualities of you. And without becoming, developing all these symptoms, one cannot enter the kingdom of God. So Prabhupada wrote it down and told devotees, check out, are you developing this quality? He is very simple, he is very pure, he doesn't quarrel with him. With anybody, he is grave, he doesn't speak nonsense other than Krishna Katha. He is poetic, he is equal to everybody. He is free from the six urges, kam, krodh, lobh. He is mitabhuk, he eats prasad just to maintain his body, just to keep his body and soul together, more than that. He is give respect to everybody. He does not expect respect from others. He is Kripalu. He is Sarvahitoishi. He tries to do good to everybody. He is Akritagraha. He doesn't find others fault, faultless. He is mentioned like the 26, I already said, maybe 15. she is
poet.
Huh? Poet. Yeah, I said poet.
Humble.
He is humble, right.
Friendly.
Huh?
Friendly.
I don't understand how he says. He is humble.
Moni.
Moni
surrendered.
Moni said, he doesn't say. He is surrendered to Krishna.
Expert.
He is expert. Okay. We have come up to 18 and 8 moon there. He is thoughtful, he is 19. I don't know this reading. Automatically whatever he has got is tolerance there. Midu, he is mild and gentle. Now 20, I said, 6 more. He is nirdosh. 21, he 5 more.
He has no enemy.
He has no enemy.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. He is truthful.
Peaceful.
Peaceful, I said? No. Like that, 2, 3 more there. You have to check whether you are developing this quality. Prabhupada said, early days. If somebody in the past life did devotional service, usually fixed up, you'd see many. Some organization come to render devotional service and they have got some motivation. Prabhupada says, when the desire is fulfilled, gradually they drifted away. As the day passes, you don't see whole faces. Depending on how much you did devotional service before, one sticks to it. That means he has got purity. Unless you are pure, you can't stop. So Prabhupada says, if you are born like Maharaj Parikshit, born in a family of devotees, and then later on come in touch with a pure devotee guru, this is the way, this is the two symptoms to become a pure, very essential. Very essential. You see, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he is also born in a family of devotees, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Let him come in touch with the pure devotee, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Prabhupada, born in a family of devotees, his father was a devotee, Gaur Mohande. You can see Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he from his childhood, the bhakta. And then he came in touch with Prabhupada. Many, many can be excited. Many in India, born in many family of devotees, come in touch with the devotee. Usually we find long time not going. Why? The background is very strong. Many came other countries far away. Maybe past life did those again to complete it come. And some of a long time, of course. So we should associate with devotee as much as possible. That is why Prabhupada made ISKCON. ISKCON means nobody should leave ISKCON because he should be always associated with devotee. That is why ISKCON is made. In association with devotee, you render devotional service. Then easily you won't fall down. Otherwise, material energy is duranto param, very difficult. Anybody can become victim of Maya. Even Prabhupada, to teach us, when he was asked, Prabhupada, what do you pray? I am praying that I do devotional service pure, but, my dear Lord, so that I don't become victim of Maya. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra sometimes says, please engage me in your service so that I don't serve Maya. I don't become victim of Maya. So in other words, if you are 24 hours engaged in service of Krishna, in pure devotional service, there is every chance that you may be saved. You may not become. Though you may come in contact. Anytime, there is chance there, risk. And Krishna will save us. If you are surrendered. That is what we are doing. And here is Prahlad Maharaj. Any other devotee facing so many problems would have gone. You see, our devotees, ISKCON, we know so many devotees may not be recognized, but gone through so many tribulations, we may not know. Many don't know. Gone through so many oppression, tribulation, still they stick to the devotional service till the end. Some died. Some lost that very, lost their baby, lost their husband, still stick to. So this shows they have got devotional service foundation is strong. To not to make foundation strong. Jasyadevi parabhukti. Prahlad Maharaj has got implicit faith in the words of the Lord. So if you have implicit faith and also implicit faith in the words of Sadguru, then you find everything is revealed. The scripture is sometimes full of mystery. But you have got implicit faith. Faith means action also. And then you'll find everything is revealed. Prahlad Maharaj was tortured like his father, by his father. So many ways. You see, he is never became doubtful. And always he saved from the greatest danger. Even he was offered poison to drink and he died. He was saved. And you see, Prabhupada gone through so many tests. He had, I think, three times he had stroke. He said, after twice, he's all the time chanting. Third time, doctor was called. Usually I heard, third stroke means no hope. But you see, the doctor is asking, what this old man is doing, my patient, to the Prabhupada's disciple. He was taken to a seashore. And the doctor said, what this old man is doing, his hand, his bag. So we cannot ask him, we cannot instruct him. He is our spiritual leader, master, guide. He is chanting the holy name of God. We cannot ask him to stop. We understand Prabhupada got rid of. Third stroke, Prabhupada, still nothing happened. Remained alive. Krishna can do anything and everything. There are cases. Somebody is diseased and devotee won't give any medicine. Simply giving chanamukti. Whether he dies or remains alive. And she has faith that her son become free from the disease. Simply by taking chanamukti. Lords, he washed with water and many other things. If you drink that, he said, there is a mantra that you become free from all diseases. Do you have faith? Though you have, this is up to the Lord, he will decide whether you will be cured or not. But the devotee on his part, he has got faith, he should carry on, whether he lifts his body or remains alive. Everybody cannot do. Everybody has got stance for. Yes? And that is required. So, Prahlad was a great devotee. We find in his life so many times his father wanted to kill him by so many ways, and every time he becomes free from the danger. Why? He has got faith in the Lord, implicit faith. So devotee also goes through so many dangers. Devotee experiences how Lord is saving him. He's called Hari. Hari means he takes away all inauspicious things from his life. Thus, he sticks to devotional service. So, we are also associating with Prahlad Maharaj and the Lord and great devotees. We can thus develop implicit faith this way. We can become also, develop attachment to Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, serving Krishna, Krishna's name. That is bhakti. At present we have got attachment to our body, bodily comfort, which is temporary. Everybody. But the devotee, rendering devotional service, he gradually, as he advances, forget bodily demands, eating, sleeping, so much. Thus he makes progress. Krishna takes care of him. But we calculate, sometimes when you are mixed devotee, you have got doubt. Let me do this for Krishna, this. See whether Krishna is saving me or not. Say the case of Draupadi. She was trying to be disrobed in a bed. Her husband defeated, and they won her. They want to disrobe her in front of everyone. Maybe the worst type of humiliation a woman can face. She cannot stop. They're trying to disturb her, pulling her sari, and she is trying to check it with one hand, and one hand she is praying to the Lord. At one point she thought, alright, if Lord wants I become humiliated, worst possible, alright, you do. Raise her head, completely surrender to Krishna. At once, some may think this is story, but devotees believe it. Krishna, in the form of saris, unlimited started coming. They are trying take out, and find, remain same. Now how many of us could believe such? That is say, if you have faith, everything will be revealed. But everybody hasn't got that faith. We surrender to some extent and see how Krishna is saving me or not. The world doesn't care. I tell you one case, many like that. They would hear, and then he make his faith stronger. One river, not one, maybe more than one, became big when you're meeting the sea. Usually river, when you meet the sea, usually mouth of the river become very big. So, become very big, then you go, somebody's going in a boat in Bangladesh. I went also. After big waves lashing the boat, country boat. Seems like any moment it can break. And he will be in the water, deep. He's almost sea. The mouth of the river, a little beyond the river, the sea is there, maybe 20, 30 kilometers, something. Yeah? I think. Within. Not within. Small island, long distance apart. So one devotee is going with some ladies also, very small boat is rocking. Any moment, I saw something. But the island is far away still. So, some of them became terrified, even cannot chant Hare Krishna. At any moment, boat can sink. The devotee, he is chanting. Chanting and chanting. Any moment it can sink. All the men, women sink. They cannot swim there. There is nothing you can see all around. But time is passing, any moment it can see. Suddenly they found the island, very small. But still, even it sinks here, they cannot swim there. Neither any boat around. Simply chant the Lord's name. Others cannot. They know any moment will die. Ultimately they arrived on the island. Next, since then they don't never go in a small boat. I went once, but my boat was bigger. It could be broken. I cannot see that island. It looks like the water and the horizon and sky and water just mixed. You can't see. Gradually, like a thread appearing. Thread appears to be thicker, thicker, thicker. Then you can see something, maybe tree. Gradually this become bigger, bigger. But it was another island, of course. It is also a country boat. Yes. But maybe some machine there. Fitted. But water is coming up. So when I am coming back, some devotee, their face become dry, scared. The waves lashing there, as if the boat, it seems like any moment the boat can break. Big wave, huge waves. But we ultimately came back. Doesn't matter. Went and again came back. Went, stayed for some days, again came back. Since then I have not gone, but I like to go again for adventure. If we have to die, die for Krishna. I said to them, again I will go. I'm surprised to see some ladies, small boat going. I say, they are not scared. There's a moral, they are used to it. This is their living. They buy vegetable and sell there. They cannot swim. They don't know even maybe swim. Not to speak of floating and look for some, ask some other boat far away, please help. So you have to have faith. He has got implicit faith. So devotees go through many danger and seeing that Krishna is helping him. Many problems, and then his faith becomes deeper and deeper. Simply by faith one can make so much advancement. The sannyasis has to go after taking sannyas alone many places. He has to be fearless. While he is going, he may not, doesn't know whether there is any shelter, food, but he should be fearless. Someone goes through forest, these, that places, dangerous places. There is an animal there. Thus, he feels that Paramatma is there, Lord is there, he is always protecting. So anybody and everybody has to, thus, should deepen his faith, make his faith stronger. He can make advance. 9 o'clock. So Prahlad Maharaj has got such faith. His father tried to kill him in so many ways. Impossible for common people. To save his life. But always Krishna is saving. So ISKCON also, many devotees go through so many dangers. But there's experience from that. And this way, he deepens, makes his faith stronger. We have to do that. And to become, make advancement, we have to do that. Time is 9 o'clock. Any question regarding this? Comment? Janardhan, any question? I tell you, devotee go through so many dangers sometimes. They're put, caught by the terrorist, by the soldiers. You are some other group, terrorist group, put him in such a horrible place, small one place. You cannot tell him, tell that it is a room, almost like a cage. At night, take him to shoot. Some or other, Krishna save him. Suddenly they have gone somewhere and devotees ran away. And they couldn't find. So many stories. They put the devotees taken inside a bunker and interrogating at night, putting flashlight on his face. Tell, who are you? Where do you come from? Why are you distributing all these books of different faith? Huh? Torturing, putting needle on his nail. So much torturing. My God, I don't think I can tolerate. And many other ways. That's it. One place said, you are distributing this for a long time, huh? Your people, they escaped. Come here. See, so many got these books. You distributed, we collected this. Now we will ask you to burn it. You will do it. We will make you set fire on this. Again torturing. At one point they took a break, going to some other bunker underground. He could see they are not nearby. Suddenly found there is some slit, some hole through the window which some or other he can go through. So he is watching them very carefully and suddenly slipped out. And ran, looked for some highway, found it, and stopped one car, and at once left. Shoot! High speed, he said, please take me to the nearest city and directly to our embassy. Embassy is considered nobody can enter. Embassy is like his country. He said, find me the latest, next flight to my country. Ticket. See how Krishna helps. Devotee go through so much torture. Sometimes left his body just outside the jail. Oh. They are great. They are great. Krishna will reward them. He has gone through so much torture, oppression, physical, mental. But still they stick to it. Why? Param nishtha anyway. He has got some higher taste. Right. So that he can sacrifice. The great risk of life. To distribute books, to preach some places. Risky. He could be killed. But he takes this. And Krishna also knows how to reward him properly. So here is a chance to us. Those who preach, they are dearest to Krishna. So if we want to be recognized by Krishna, we should take all this to preach Krishna consciousness. And then we can follow the footprints of great saintly person like Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada. As I regularly was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, to associate with the greatest devotees. So we can imbibe it. We call it imbibe. Those qualities. Then we can easily go back to it. That is our goal. Doesn't require any material qualification. If you have, you can use it. But anybody can become a pure devotee. Men, ladies, blind, crippled, deaf, dumb, anybody can. Opportunity is there. We simply have to be sincere, serious. That's all. Associate with devotees, under the guidance of a pure devotee, render devotional service. Hare Krishna. 5:07 after 9. Any comment? Hari Bol. Thus so many has gone back to Godhead. We can also follow their footprint, we can go back. Question, comment?
There is one lecture is how to get real darshan of Sri Guru.
Yes, tell.
To get a real spiritual vision of Guru. Not to see just the body. Not to see only the body.
You can see Guru, yes. Guru Darshan. You see everything in the service of Guru. Whatever you see, how to use it in the service of Guru. You tell us, we listen. Anybody say something enlightening, tell. Yeah, he is going to tell how to see the Guru. Tell.
I'm not saying sadhu might be there, but you cannot see it.
Unless sadhu is here. True Vaishnava, he is here. In compassion, it's difficult to know a sadhu. Know a Vaishnava.
People think they know, oh, I know him, I know this Maharaj. They want to judge, oh, I know this. He's ordinary man. Then they cannot get the mercy.
Tell me.
But someone crying in his heart, and he sees. He gets a real darshan. He's Bhagavan, he's fortunate. Like Prabhupada, many also did not see who Prabhupada really, no? How many can understand who is Srila Prabhupada, no? How many have met Prabhupada? So many pure devotees have come, how many have realized them, themselves become a pure devotee, or let's say pure disciple.
Somebody has to cry. And Krishna within the heart helps. But one cannot cry artificially. One living very opulently, they can't cry. One has no wants, he can't cry. Too much knowledge, too much big position. One genuinely cries for Krishna, Krishna's service. Vaishnava. Krishna within the heart he arises. Yes. This is what Maharaj says. And cry for pure devotee. Then Krishna will arise. A sincere, serious. Prabhupad ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai, Sankar Maharaj ki jai, Samada Bhakta Bhaktin ki jai, Gopya Vanande, Raja Gopal Ji ki jai.